largely on a carefully cultivated schizophrenia that is necessary in present circumstances to their academic survival. Mencken once wrote that the main thing children learn in school is how to lie. The children know that none of these questions has anything to do with them, and the game that is being played does not require that the questions do. The game is called Let's Pretend. Let's pretend that you are not what you are and that this sort of work makes a difference to your lives. Let's pretend what bores you is important. Let's pretend your intellectual competence can be competence, can be judged on the basis of how well you can play Let's Pretend.
Sorry. It's just not important to me. It might be to you. You might want to hold on to the sheets. So to move along, or to continue, one of the critiques that was of Gatto is that he actually does focus a lot on Egypt and Greece in his work. However, he's quite hostile towards Egyptian, well, thought, thinking. He favours Greece, however, by contrast, and the famous dialectic. Gatto also, again, this is a miniature critique of him, he likes the idea of giving people space, laissez-faire, freedom to do stuff. He's against legislating and government intervention, you might say the left, etc. Now then, the difference is, this is Minister King's speech from 67 talking about the other America. And to summarise this, what he's saying is that whilst legislation cannot change the hearts of people, it can very much affect their actions. And that's what we need, some type of interventions that concretely and immediately transform the ways in which people act. Forget how you feel about it. And this is seconded by the slide from earlier where Stokely Carmichael was talking about whites needing legislation in order to manage their behaviour. So that's just one very petty comment on Gatto and his emphasis on Greece. Now then, this is some of Gatto's ideas where he talks about the failings of schooling. One of the things he says is that, my children are imitations. Their personalities are fabricated from artificial bits and pieces of actors pretending to be somebody that they are not. Again, Postman just talks about this idea of pretending. They follow the lead, I think, of school teachers who materialistically grade everything and TV shows which offer everything in the world for sale. So that's from his piece, The Seven Lessons School Teacher. Next piece, Disciplined Minds. Again, do take time to appreciate the Masonic colours and the mortarboard on everybody's heads. Now, what Gatto does, which I think is useful, is he's also been to a lot of Ivy League elite schools and looked at the type of things that they teach people. Things he thinks are useful pieces of knowledge. Give me a second. Apologies, checking something. Yeah, I'm gonna play something on useful information. Is anyone familiar with the film Back to School? Rodney Dangerfield? Yes, indeed. Okay, Gatto often talks about the school giving you information that does not work in the world. It's limited to the schooling environment. I'm going to give you an example. This is from the film Back to School, in which a social, mogul, I believe, what the actual terms for them, but someone who's made a lot of money in the actual world, comes back to school and they're taking an economic class. That's the context for this piece here.
People, we've got a lot.